Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, 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 and blessings, everyone. How are you? This is Ms. Latoya Bird. You are on vibrateandelevate.com. I'm so excited about tonight. Forgive me working with some technical difficulties with Blog Talk, but we all know that that's normal here on the Vibrate and Elevate show. Listen, tonight we're talking about fathers, finances, and freedoms, okay? And I think it is very timely and very relevant that we do what we can to honor fathers in our community. Rest in peace to Muhammad Ali, a great father figure in our community, a great humanitarian, a great example of what a father should be. And I just want to hone in on some of that. I'm the greatest, you feel me? So to all the fathers out there that are doing your best and you know you're putting your best foot forward, I really appreciate you, and shouts out to all the fathers that are playing their part. All right, I'm going to have a special guest this evening, a business owner, a successful father, coming on the line with us in just a moment. Please bear with me getting the studio, the back studio set up. So if you have a father out there, I need you to go ahead and take a social media sidebar, give a shout out to your dad. You know, June is where we have Father's Day, where we have Juneteenth. So it's a lot of like liberation and activities that are going on and associated with June. So I definitely want you to do what you need to do to honor your fathers, okay? So let me go ahead and see if I can open up some of the lines and get a special guest chiming in. Like I said before, this brother is a business owner, a successful father, and a proud father at that. And I just want to go ahead and introduce co-owner and operator of MoneyGram Music, as well as one of the hottest battle leagues, rap battle leagues down here in Dade County, Mr. Shake. Shake, how are you, and welcome.
How you doing, Miss?
I'm doing better than good. I got to give you an applause, all right, because you got a lot going on for yourself, and I really appreciate that. So two times for the fathers on sleep. You know what I'm saying? One of Dade County's fathers who are doing the family thing the right way. And so as we honor, you know, fathers, and especially single fathers, sometimes I don't think single fathers can get enough support out there. So all the fathers across the board, I thank you for what you're doing. So, Mr. Shake, I just need to know, like, what would you attribute your success as a father to being? Like, what created or what gave you the unction to be a great father?
First and foremost, thank you for having me on the show. And I mean, first of all, I had a mother and a father, you know what I mean, a grandmother and a grandfather. And I was actually, you know, I was there to actually see how my grandfather owned the business, you know what I mean. My grandmother, she pretty much just took care of home. And that was one side of it, you know what I mean. And with my actual mother and father, you know, with my dad ended up being an addict later on in life, and my mom, you know, she was just a rock, always working, staying focused no matter what he was going through. She loved him through it all, and there was never any point where I thought my father didn't love me, you know what I'm saying? So he was still all in about his son, you know what I mean? And my mom was the same way. No matter what it was, no matter what she had to do, she fed my brother and myself. And
wow.
That's only one thing. That's love. You know what I mean? She loved her kids. And same thing about my daughters. I love my daughters first and foremost. And that's the most honest reason I can give you is that I love my daughters.
That's so solid. The love. Wait, I think what you're sharing with us, because what I hear is that love kind of supported and made a platform for you to take your responsibility a little bit more serious. Because I think that love and responsibility when it comes to parenting, although I'm not a parent yet, I have been a part of a wonderful upbringing and seeing, you know, a mother do her best. And I know that sometimes we don't know how to embrace responsibility, but if we embrace the love for the person who we're caring for or caring about, it makes it all, you know, more worth the while to go extra hard to make sure you are providing, you know, food, shelter, and so on. And so, okay, so you said love and watching, you know, the village. And I say the village because you mentioned your mother, your father, and your grandparents. And I think that, you know, this day and age, the millennials and even our generation, I think we need to remember how impactful it is to have a functional family. They may not all be blood, but we need some function, you know, some function going on, some positive functionality going on up underneath these roofs. And I want to say that, you know, we've seen the worst.
I totally agree.
You know, we've seen the worst. We can outline and draw that picture far too vivid because we've all had some sort of, you know, experience with deadbeat dads or deadbeat moms or just families that aren't that efficient. And so as a black father, seeing all this love as you were growing up and then being able to, you know, create your own momentum with your responsibility for your daughters and using love as a platform, I want to know, did your love or your responsibility ignite you to be a business owner?
First and foremost, I mean, I always joke with my daughter, Chanel. She's the oldest. She's 16, straight-A student. I just want to put that out there. Very, very
okay.
proud of the young lady she's becoming. I have another daughter, Juliet. She's actually my mother's namesake. She passed away in 2000. So I have a constant
okay.
reminder of my mother around. But back to the question, just know that, I'm sorry, repeat your question for me.
Like has your responsibility to be the provider and, you know, to take care of your children, did that lead you to seeking business ownership?
No question, because
okay.
at this point, I just don't think there's any leadership around for young black men around the area. You know what I mean? Me having daughters, it only makes it, you know, more of a job for me, because some of these young guys that's running around here might be the one that, you know, that's dealing with my daughter in some way, shape, or fashion. So I kind of make it my business to change as much as I can out here. So definitely they are the reason why we do what we do. My partners in our MoneyGram Music. I mean, if any young man that's out there that's, you know, he got a past or he has a present, you know what I mean? One foot in the streets and one foot, you know, in the studio, we try to push him over to the studio. You know what I mean? That's kind of in the name of the type of family that we have. You know, like I said, it's not about them out there shooting each other. He might shoot my daughter. You know what I mean? I'd rather
right.
have them, you know, off the streets and doing something productive. I mean, I'm a cable man by trade. You know what I mean? A splicer and I work with a cable company. There are ways for young black men to make good money and earn a good living without, you know, the working for, you know, quote unquote, the white man. You can actually have your own business and
say
you can
it.
Contract your work out to a bigger company. And
say
you
it.
Can be, and you can be trained. Like, you know, I'm willing to train young black men to do what I do. And you don't have to punch anybody's clock. You make your own schedule and you just have to eat what you kill. The more you work, the more you eat. And it's not rocket science. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of things like that out here. Like entertainment. With so much talent down here, it's only right that these young guys have a platform to showcase that talent and not have people lie to them to get things out of them that they want. You know what I mean? At the end of
right,
the day.
Right, to be used and abused in the community and to be taken advantage of. I'm sorry, Sheikh. I gotta chime in right now because you are giving us the blueprint for freedom when it comes to fathers. You just told us the ticket to freedom is to really, one, research, two, dream, and three, find the support. Because once you have those elements in place, now you're beginning to network on a different level. You're beginning to value what you can do, what you want to do. You value it a little bit differently when you go harder and when you have people around you being able to support you. Business ownership is talked about very extensively with Dr. Boyce Watkins, and shout out to him. I'm going to play a clip from one of his videos a little bit later. And shout out to him also for educating our community about financial freedom. And that's what this whole month of June is going to be about on the Vibrate and Elevate show, Father's Freedom and Finances on Fleek. And because we look to our male counterparts, you know, our fathers, our brothers, our uncle, we look to you guys a lot, and because of religion or because of, you know, these natural maybe laws out here, that we look to you guys to be the provider. And so we understand that there are so many vices, there are so many systems, there are so many programs in place to dethrone the father, to disarm the father, especially when it comes to his finances. And so if we can liberate, you know, these fathers and future fathers, it's the future is nothing but bright. You understand? And I think that is what's so absolutely dope about what you're doing in our community, what you're doing as a father on a personal level, and then how you're bringing that family vibe into your business. Because a lot of people haven't seen the village. They haven't seen the mom, the dad, the grandparents, and Auntie Tootie and Uncle Ricky or whoever.
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't have that, so we got to create the family. We got to create that momentum. So it doesn't matter what your past has been. It doesn't matter what it looks like right now. It matters what energy we're putting into shaping the future. And that's what this whole month is going to be about. And you said so much. I need you, before we go any further, I need you to provide your contact information, because we may have some young fathers out there, some future fathers out there that would like to connect game with you and just maybe chime in on some of your energy, and maybe you can mentor some of these guys out here, because we need more of you.
Well, first of all, my name is Anthony Big Shake Boatwright on Facebook. Everybody has my phone number. I mean, anybody's name has my phone number. It's 786-399-6337. That's 786-399-6337. I'm always open to conversate. We're always out and about in the community doing everything we can to mentor all day, every day, no matter what the issue is. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is that I'm touchable, you know, from the biggest artist in the hood to the smallest one. I'm accessible.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Sheikh, okay, doing his thing, father, business owner, entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Independent contractor. No problem. I know you willing and dealing around here in Dade County doing what you do. Dads that do what they do. Okay, thank you. Listen, if you could stay on the line for a little bit, maybe like 2 more minutes, I got some callers that are calling in, and they may want to holler at a father who is doing something awesome. So let me see if I can open up the line. I think this is one of our friends on the network who is blessing us with her presence. Is this Miss Valerie Denise Jones?
Hi, I'm sorry I'm late. I was kind of busy today. Yeah, but, yeah, awesome show today. Hello, nice to meet
no
you.
No problem. Shay,
nice
did you hear that?
You, yes,
okay.
Ma'am. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Yeah. I think what you're doing is definitely very relevant because it's not something that is part of our conversation today, because we're more interested in bashing you than praising you. We're more interested in finding out all that you're not doing versus the things that we need you to do to contribute or your contribution. So you're definitely relevant. This is definitely an important topic, something that needs to be discussed. Because there is an agenda against you to separate us, one, and then also, two, to remove you from the family period, meaning the black race period. And, yeah, the more I study, the more I love my black man because of all the prison privatization laws and then just so much that's going on the political tip and from a government perspective that they're doing to remove you out of our lives. And set you up as a target. So I definitely applaud you and all your efforts and everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I just think that there's nothing for these guys to do at this point, because at this point, dad's locked up. I mean, I went to school with most of them or worse, you know what I mean? So just know that at this point, the young black man just needs something to do that's productive, and it should be interesting to them. You know what I mean? They shouldn't have to limit themselves to just, oh, yeah, you should settle for a job at Burger King. But they're not, like I said, they're not telling them that they can own their own business at an early age. Like, you can, you really can just go ahead and finish high school and actually take up a trade and have a productive life. I've seen it happen. I'm not perfect. I'll just say that. I'm not perfect, but my daughters know that every breath that dad takes and every move that dad makes is in their name, and they will benefit from everything that goes on with dad. And no matter what, he's proud. And just know, the young black man, I've seen it all. I'm 40 years old at this point, so I've seen him come, I've seen him go. And the one constant thing, the one constant killer of young black men is there's nothing to do at the end of the day. That's just facts. And people coming across their lives, and they're not coming with suggestions. They're not coming with solutions. They're just coming up with ways to get them out the way, you know, if they mess up. You know what I mean? So that's the worst part about it. But the best part about it is that we get to see the diamonds in the rough, like I said. You know what I mean? Some of these, there's so much talent out here till it's not funny. You know what I mean? So
right.
We're here to make sure the underdog win at the end of the day. And in this case, it's young black men out here, you know what I mean, killing themselves over basically crumbs when they can
over
actually
beef.
Eat off of their talent. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Well, one
That's
thing
right.
I definitely wanted to say that I learned here recently, and I'll say it quickly. This whole thing, when you think about something like the Troy Ave, I don't know if you've heard of Troy Ave.
Yeah, the New York
situation.
Artist.
Yeah. If you listen to some of his interviews, I mean, you almost, in a sense, feel sorry, because the ghetto, period, was something that was part of a government experiment. To put people in a certain environment, and then it's just like a lab rat. You condition people because you put
mm-hmm.
them in an environment. You take away opportunities. You put things into that environment that will stimulate them a certain way. You take away any type of whatever to make sure that they advance, they learn. You crucify them at any given moment. You make them a target. You make them look bad from a global perspective, a local perspective, a national perspective, whatever. I mean, you literally target them to the point where not only do they not know themselves, but everybody has an opinion about them. And then you say, okay, what's your problem? When this problem was concocted by the enemy himself. And so when you start thinking about this and you're like, gosh, Troy, that was kind of crazy that you would go in and do it. When he's telling you, this is who I am, this is what I know, this is all I've ever been. Or if you go into a school and they've taken all the programs out, I mean, what do people do besides that when you don't even have books in schools anymore? You know, you
have absolutely
no alternative, no nothing. And this
animal
is what
instinct takes
life.
Over.
Yeah, this is the reality out here. This is a real life, you know, something that they created, and then you're basically living to stay alive. You're doing the survival of the fittest, and it's crazy that they want to blame you at the end of the day. Yeah.
And Valerie, we had this conversation, I believe, last week or 2 weeks ago, and I've had this conversation with a couple different people. And you know how they have the Terminator seeds. These are seeds that only produce, you know, one season. And they've effectively designed what I like to call the Terminator nigga or the Terminator species. And this is a species that doesn't really produce anything and doesn't have anything to pass on to the next generation. And so that's why, you know, this month's topic is just so awesome. Like, your frequency already raised if you're listening in, okay, because we're talking about fathers, finances, and freedoms and how this relates to families on fleek. And before we go, because our time is already, like, winding down, I have to give a shout-out, you guys, to Dash Living. Dash Living is another amazing father. I may be able to get him on the show this month. I also have some financial experts that I'm securing for the show this month. And we're going to be talking about real things that affect fathers and families, like having a will, having life insurance, and just doing what you need to do to secure, you know, your family investment. And so I'm going to go ahead and play this clip from Boyce Watkins' YouTube page, and I'm not going to talk about it much. I just want you to listen in on what this father is doing to raise his family frequency and to make some changes. So listen in for about a minute or so. And Valerie, I know you're going to love this. Shake, you're going to appreciate this. And those of you out there listening, if you could go to vibrateandelevate.com. The video is also posted there, as well as another video by King Knox. And I'll talk about him this month as well. But this was hands down impressive, and this is what we need to do to make a change in our community. I know, Valerie, you asked that question, like, what do we do? What do we do? And all you got to do is control 10, work on 10, and build those ambassadors. And that's how it's going to work. And I want to give a shout-out to this father.
All right, big guy, tell me what the three basic human needs are.
Food, clothing, shelter.
Good deal. Okay, so tell me, when it comes to sound financial planning, what are two fundamental principles to always remember? To do what?
Save and investing.
Good deal. Okay, so when it comes to money management, saving, and investing, tell me what the 80-20 rule is.
Live off 80% of your income, save 20% of your income.
Good deal, man. Okay. Tell me, what are the acronyms for CEO?
Chief Executive Officer.
Good deal, man. So what is Carter going to do when he's grown?
Own my own business.
Okay, good deal, man.
Hey, everybody. I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from Your Black World.
That was a little clip from Dr. Boyce Watkins, and that father, let me pull up his information. That father was Brandon Hicks, and the son was Carter Elliott, who told us, you know, you need to live off of 80% of your income and save 20. He also told us that he's going to be a business owner when he grows up. He's three and a half, four years old. And it was just amazing. He understands that we need food, clothing, and shelter. Those are the main three things that he's going to be focusing on. When we train them in a certain way, it resets the programming. You understand? And so I have to give, you know, responders out there who are doing more than their best. They're doing their best and even more because they understand the long term. And we're not going to be a part of a Terminator type species where we can't even pass on anything. No, we're rebuilding. We're creating legacy. And that's what I hope you look forward to learning and experiencing here on the Vibrant Elevate Show this month, because this is what it's going to be about. It's going to be about fathers. It's going to be about Juneteenth, finances, and getting that family on fleek. You understand me? So shout out to Shake. Thank you for being on the show. If you have any last remarks, please, you're invited to share them.
I'd just like to say thank you again for the forum. This is much needed. I support everything you do. You know that. I'd just like to say that the young African-American man is very talented, more talented than you know these days. And before you know it, Southwest Miami-Dade will be heard. I'm surrounded by young, talented black men all the time who are just, if you see him around a computer or a mixing board or a studio, I mean, they're just geniuses, and it takes some people years to learn the things that they're able to learn just on their own. So imagine if people would actually invest in them at a time that they're raw and still sponges and are willing to leave the way that they're living alone to actually achieve something great.
Mm-hmm.
And that will start to happen down here if MoneyGram Music and Dade County Elite Battle League have anything to do with it. One more thing, June 24th, we're going to have another event, Killer Be Killed 5. We have, this is battle rap now that I'm talking about. It's violence but nonviolent. It's like a Shakespearean play, like I said in the article that Miss Controversy wrote. It's battle rap, ladies and gentlemen. It's entertainment. It's young men writing verses and they're acting them out. And like I said, it's like going to the movies and watching Steven Seagal do his thing. The young black men in Dade County are putting on shows every month. And I'm not limiting that to black men. I'm just pro-black at this point. But we have artists coming in from out of town, from Texas, from New Jersey, and from Boston this month. And the young man from Dade County.
His reception is bad.
Dade County.
Shake, we can't hear you.
I apologize. Like I said, Killer Be Killed 5, June 24th. You can check us out, Dade County Elite Battle League on YouTube. That's Dade County Elite Battle League on YouTube. And you'll see, if you're from Southwest Miami-Dade, this might be your son or your nephew or your little cousin. They are talented, and they will be heard, and some of them will be making some real money in this business. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Listen, shout out to the Dade County. I got to get it right, Shay. I always mess it up. The Dade County
Elite Battle League.
Battle League. Listen, they keeping the beef on the mic, okay? Because I always talk about what's bigger than beef, your talent, all right? Your expressive talents are bigger than beef on the streets. Take your talent to the mic and get your steam off that way. Keep our lives safe, okay?
I want to post some of it on my page, so if you could contact me too, I'll help promote on my webpage as well.
Thank you very
much. Absolutely. Absolutely. Vibrate and Elevate. We connect in game on the air live. Listen, we got 5 seconds left. I really appreciate you, Valerie, for being on the show. Thank you for your
God
input and your added value. Thank you, Sheikh. Thank you to the listeners. And thank you to all the future guests that are going to be on the show this month. We really getting the frequency up for the fathers, for finances, and getting our families on fleek. All right, Juneteenth. Let's stay free, y'all. Peace and blessings. VibrateandElevate.com. That's VibrateandElevate.com. This is Miss Toya. Y'all know who I am. You can call me Miss Controversy. You can call me Butterfly Bird. All that. Peace and blessings to you all.